Well, the Rangers were officially eliminated from the postseason last night, and joining us now on the ticket hotline to talk about that is the manager of the Rangers. It's Bruce Bochy. Good morning, Skipper.
Well, hey, guys. How are y'all doing?
Okay.
Good. How are you?
I guess it's all winding down for us here this season. Yeah. We got five more games, but I guess there's nothing more we can do, you know, and we're out of it, and it just reminds you that a man can have a plan and the will, but the fates don't always allow you to accomplish what you set out to do, and that's just the truth of it. And I know it's disappointing for our fans, and but it's like Jesus said in the good book, you know, life is what happens to you when you're making other plans, and imagine there's no heaven, and see if you try, and everybody's got something to hide except for me and my monkey. And
I don't think those are Jesus quotes.
No, that's John Lennon, I believe.
Well, you know, same, you know, he's speaking through John Lennon, I think, is what Jesus was doing.
Well, how disappointed are you that your team has been eliminated?
Well, very disappointed, Craig. I mean, you know, I was thinking this morning, you know, I'm probably more disappointed than when I found out my grandson didn't want to go fishing with me on Tewakini because he had a K-pop convention to go to. But
oh, that's look, tough.
I mean, you know, Nate and Wyatt and all these guys, I mean, they're so full of character and fight, and I really hate I wasn't able to do a better job as a leader for them. You know, sometimes I think it should have been me who didn't make it back from Omaha Beach instead of my buddy Mississippi Slim. And
I don't think you were.
This is when we visited it about 6 years ago and Slim's flight got canceled. But still, I mean.
Oh, okay. That's what happened.
do you guys even think the Ranger fans even want me back? I got such a hitch in my giddy up and I'm so old now that I just don't know that the world is really interested in what old Bruce Bochy has to say or do anymore.
Yeah, you are loved around here. You won a World Series a couple of years ago. I think Ranger fans still love you.
I just don't know. I mean, if that really sustains anyone for longer than a couple of weeks now.
Oh.
The world moves fast, too fast for me.
Well, if it's not managing, do you have any other careers that
you'd
like to
do this offseason?
Oh, well, yeah. What are you going to do this offseason?
I think it's time for me to gather up a blanket and a saddlebag full of jerky and ride my Pinto in the sunset, to be honest with you. I mean, I think I'm going to head on off and camp in this little cave I know of down on the Rio Vista and contemplate my failures and how I've failed Jacob and Jonah and Jock and also Maria and Eliza and that little senorita who ushered me into manhood 60 years ago and a lean-to on the wrong side of Laredo. But
you think you failed her as well?
I think I failed her, yeah. It was so over so quick. And, you know, I mean, I'm going to take my canteen. I got a canteen of Blind Tiger whiskey, and I'm just going to kind of lazily tug on that canteen and myself as I stare into the sinking orange sun until the world goes bluish gray. And then I'll fish through my saddlebag until I find my Colt single action and just kind of hold that peacemaker trained on my privates until I summon the courage to blow off the sin stick.
Man, that's so depressing.
Yeah, we
dangerous.
We don't
something. I mean,
don't want you to do that.
Or maybe play solitaire. I mean, I don't know. It could be either.
Well, if you end your managerial career, are there any other careers you're interested in?
Well, Craig, that's a good question. Probably crank up my acting career again. You know, I've starred in over 400 Westerns at this point.
You have?
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing, you know, I don't brag about it. I'm usually playing the guy who gets shot off a stagecoach within the first 10 minutes. And believe it or not, I'm always battling Sam Elliott for roles. I don't know why.
That's wild.
But right now, really, I just want to not think too much about the future. I just want to get in my garage and take the engine out of my 65 Mustang Fastback and just kind of roll the engineless car into a creek and then collapse into a tearless fugue state where I kind of look at the tattoos on my arms that I had removed and wonder where I hid all those letters I wrote to a girl when I was in Nam that I never want my wife to find. You know?
Yeah, something like
just
that.
Just something like that.
Well, sorry this season didn't go better. I know it's been tough on you, and yeah, I hope we talk soon.
Well, thank you, Craig. I appreciate it.
George.
And we appreciate y'all having me on from time to time. Just kind of let me, you know, I do this instead of talking to a therapist. You know, I don't believe in all that therapy stuff. That's a lot of new age mumbo jumbo. But, right. You know, just guys talking. That's my therapy. And that's what this is when I get on with y'all. Just guys talking, daring each other to kiss each other. You know, just regular old guy stuff around the campfire.
Okay.
All right.
Well, hang in there.
We'll see you.
I appreciate that.
All right. Take care. There goes Bruce Bochy. Very disappointed after the Rangers officially eliminated last night.